Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What is the weirdest package delivery you've ever had? Tammy shared a story in 7 o'clock hour about a very enterprising young delivery driver who didn't know any other way to get the package delivered, so he threw it in an open window at the top level of the house.
Yeah.
A perfect throw.
Right.
Woman comes home and sees a note in her door, says, hey, check your living room. I might have thrown something up there. And there it is, sitting on her couch.
Right.
He couldn't plan that throw out any better.
It was ingenious is what it was. And then you also have the bad, like the Postmates delivery where the guy opened his food and realized that the delivery driver had eaten half of it.
The only problems I ever had with my deliveries is that I leave strict, like almost overly attentive instructions because I live in a lower level of a home. I don't want my landlord who lives in the house to be bothered by my stuff when you can come around the back and do it that way. Well, they never do that. 95% of the times I write out these instructions. Are they even read?
Yeah, I don't know. Some do, some don't. It depends, you know. 833-287-1037, especially now that it's Amazon Prime Day the next 2 days.
God bless America.
People are going to have things delivered left and right.
Tony is in Fallbrook. You got one of these stories for us, buddy?
I had some packages dropped off in my doghouse.
Oh,
pretty cool, you know, they're kind of hidden. But the thing was, is like, I haven't had a dog in like 2 years. Oh. So I didn't even think to look in there, you know, so I had to call them up and try to hunt them down. And then they told me and then I kind of felt like an idiot. So, A for effort, I guess.
I don't think you should feel like an idiot, Tony.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
If they're going to shove it in the doghouse, at least let you know, right? I mean, you have
to let them. Can't leave a note saying that because you just left a note now for all the porch pirates to come steal it. But I know that you can sign up to have things emailed or like when they take a picture of it and send you it through your email so that you know that it's been delivered. That's always a good safeguard unless you're the driver who took the picture, then promptly picked it back up and stole it. For the most part, I think the delivery drivers that we have are really good and they try. But then again, you know, you get some bad ones.
Well, if you believe the future, which I kind of do, we're going to have these packages dropped into our laps by drones pretty soon, aren't
right?
we? I mean,
yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah, there's some drone deliveries. There's little robot deliveries. I'm not quite sure how you work that safety-wise. For the safety of what you're getting, that somebody can't take it. I'm not really sure how that works, but
or the size.
Yeah, exactly, you know? Exactly. There's no, you can't exactly have a robot deliver like a whole living room set.
Exactly. Our phone number is 833-287-1037. Your weirdest package delivery. We go to Sherry in Point Loma.
I think the weirdest place I've ever found a package was in the potted plants that are on my porch, but not the plant that's closest to my door, but the one that's all the way at the end of my porch. And so I think maybe they thought they were trying to be helpful, maybe hide it or something, and kind of hid it from me because I guess that's the weirdest place.
Again, I'll prefer a delivery driver will hide something because I don't want it sitting out there because I know it will get stolen.
I've had that too, but I also have had the one where they basically throw it and you're like, seriously, come on. Come on.
I'd love to hear from actual delivery drivers
as well. Right? I mean, there's so many of them now because, you know, Amazon has so many, they have to hire private individuals to do it. And it can be from one extreme to the other.
I once ordered $78 worth of tacos from a taco shop in San Diego with my butt while biking in Amelia Island, Florida.
That was your weird food delivery experience.
You got any weird delivery stories for us? 833-287-1037.
So last year I went to visit my mom, and I had ordered this package on Amazon that was supposed to be delivered like weeks later. Thought I was in the clear, and I get this notice that my package is being delivered today. And they have this little option on Amazon where you can change where you want your package delivered from. And I lived on the quote-unquote first floor because our bottom floors were garage. And I was like, I clicked balcony. And I didn't think my UPS driver would actually do it. But he actually threw my package on the balcony. So when I got back, I was like, is it here?
So he did it.
He did. He threw up my porch.
That's awesome. Thank you, sweetheart, for sharing that. We appreciate you, honey.
Thank you.
Let's go to Jamie in Oceanside. Jamie, tell us about your weirdest delivery experience.
I've had quite a few, actually. I've had packages left on my car.
Oh, geez.
Instead of brought to my door. We have two little boys under two, so we have a sign that says, don't ring the doorbell.
And they do.
So they've actually handed me a package before and then rang my doorbell.
They handed it to you and then reached over and rang the doorbell?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Is that just, was that just kind of trying to be a jerk? Like, ha ha.
I don't even know. We have a dog, so the dog was berserk and, of course, woke up the kids from their nap. Yeah. So I'm like, I kind of hate you right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, there's no
exactly.
Kinda about that. You get you get those kids down, they stay down, man. I get you.
100%.
All right, thanks for the call. Missy's out in North Park. Morning, Missy.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Awesome. Share your delivery experience.
I'm an Uber Eats driver, and one of my pickups was at McDonald's on Oklahoma Boulevard and, like, 24th Street. And the delivery was supposed to be, like, 3 minutes away. So I went to deliver it, couldn't find the address. Called the man, told him where I was. He says, well, you're at the right address, but I don't see you. Now, I have a very easily distinguishable car. I have a Ford Explorer Sport Track with black paw prints on the side. He couldn't find me. I couldn't find him. I finally realized he had an accent. And I asked him, I said, sir, where are you? He says, well, I'm at home. I said, okay, what city? London, England.
Oops. It's going to be a bit of a delay on those Big Macs, bro. Sorry.
Yeah, you might have to warm them up just a little bit.
I can totally relate to that because I just ordered. I never do this, Jess. You give me the look right now, but it really is convenient. And I run like 18 errands. I had just gotten off traffic on the 5. Need I say more? I wasn't going into my car again. Yeah. My daughter's, hey, we're coming out for dinner. I'm like, I got nothing in the house. And I ordered one of the things, I think it was DoorDash.
Uh-huh.
I was this close to putting in a pretty big order for Thai food from a store in Ontario, Canada.
Oh, no.
Same exact store.
No way.
Same exact store name. Almost the same exact menu. Right. I would have done the exact same thing as that guy did. Had I just, for whatever reason, looked at the address.
Yeah.
Again, just same exact name, right. Same exact type of food, and again, almost identical menu, Ontario, Canada.
Wow.
Would have been a wait for that Penang curry.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.